Well, welcome back. It is a very exciting time at the South Shore YMCA, particularly the Hale Family YMCA here in Quincy, starting out the new year with a new president and CEO and a brand new addition to the Hale Center as well. Trevor Williams is here to tell us all about himself and all about the Y. Trevor, it's nice to meet you.
Joe, it's a pleasure to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully this won't be the last time. No. We look forward to a long-standing partnership that we had with
Absolutely.
The Y through just retired President Paul Gorman as well. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Congratulations, by the way, and your
Thank
new
you.
Appointment. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I joined the South Shore YMCA in February of 2020, so literally coming up on my six-year anniversary there. But I've worked in the capacity of the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and then just last year as the president, as we transition from one president and CEO to the next. And the board built that year in to allow a really, really smooth transition, which is exactly what's happened.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have a background in YMCA?
Yeah, this is all I've ever really done
is
manage health and wellness facilities. For the past 20 years, it's been YMCAs, but a little bit of the for-profit side in my earlier years.
Okay. Yeah. In this region? Are you from this
region?
Yeah,
I grew up in Lexington.
Oh, okay.
So all New England, within a 40-minute drive north, south, east, or west of Boston.
Sure. Yeah. So Quincy was not foreign to you, certainly.
No. Yeah. First YMCA I ever spent any time in was the Quincy YMCA.
Okay. Yeah. Educated in the area, too?
I went to college in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But went to Lexington High School and then came back and right after college and started my professional career.
Okay. Yeah. So what is it about the South Shore Y, Trevor, that you enjoy? Yeah.
So the South Shore YMCA is, I don't know if people realize how good we have it here, but they're one of the largest YMCAs in the country.
That's saying something, because how many are there in the country? There's thousands
of branches, but there's about 800 YMCA associations.
Okay.
The South Shore YMCA is about the 40th largest in the country.
Is that right?
So when you think about these branches, they're mega branches with two pools and big basketball courts and what we're going to talk about is the addition we just put on. So this is a 130,000 square foot facility at this point in the heart of a really robust, dynamic city. It's great. And a great city or a great community always deserves a great YMCA, and I think this is a perfect marriage, what we have here in Quincy.
And it's the South Shore Y is kind of the umbrella, right? It's not just the Hale Family
Y. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The South Shore YMCA has 12 facilities.
Yes.
From as far north as Quincy all the way down to Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Sure.
We have two camps on the Cape.
Yep. What's the current membership, Trevor?
Current membership rate or current membership
numbers?
Numbers. The membership is as high as it's ever been. We've had a really strong revival from the pandemic, and so we're at a record number. It's about 18,000 or so members who have cards, but we have about 60,000 people that we serve every month or year. Not all of our programs are membership driven.
Yep.
So, for example, if you're using the Germantown food pantry,
yep.
that's someone we serve. If you're a parent who's taking part in some programming for your children, that's someone we serve. They might not necessarily all be members.
Yeah. So we're in a new year, and you have put together a strategic plan going forward, right?
Yeah, we spent the last year, the board and I and several people on the committee spent a whole year creating our new strategic plan, which we're rolling out to the community now. And it's really, you wouldn't be shocked by our initiatives, but they're going deeper into the things that we think are making the biggest impact currently. We're going to focus on youth, teen, and family programming, which is something we are really good at, but we want to be even better at it. We want to play a more significant role. We're going to focus on medical wellness and community health, combining a lot of relationships we have in the community health world with some of the programs we're running. We want to take that to another level. We have a partnership program now that is super unique in the country, where it's really all about making the Y just as accessible for someone with a mobility issue or a disability as anyone else. We lead that in this nation, and so we want to take that to a whole nother level. Staff development and retention is kind of on everybody's mind as far as retaining and attracting great talent.
Yes.
We do a great job at that, but we think we can do better. And then the fifth pillar is facility and infrastructure improvements. And so the last, my 6 years at the South Shore YMCA have been full of investments and a lot of capital improvements, which I think has served our community really well. And we want to keep that momentum going.
Which you wouldn't think. It's a relatively new building. Was it 2013 that was finished?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just about 12 years old.
Okay.
But if you're ever there on an afternoon, you'll realize how busy it is.
Yes.
And so what we wanted to do with this investment, which was the last stage of the Leave Your Mark capital campaign that was started in 2019 and just finished now, is we wanted to make more space and decide what to do with that space. And so I think you have some pictures, but we're going to invest some really significant square footage into a large-scale gymnastic center.
Yes.
Because we recognize there is not a gymnastic center in Quincy. Most of the people from Quincy are going to our Hanover Gymnastic Center, and we think we should have a great gymnastic center in the city of Quincy.
Okay, it is you just opened it, right? This is fresh.
We're just
fresh
about
and
to
new.
Open it. Yeah. Yeah. It has only been used once by our team. So
okay.
Now we're going to start bringing all the programs in.
It is a two-story, 20,000 square foot addition. It's the Paul Gorman Center for Community Impact,
named
right?
after, as you said, named after our former president and CEO. Mentor of all of ours, who's
yes.
just leaving the position after 16 years of tremendous impact.
Yes, who was there for the ribbon cutting, which we have some photos we want to show folks to give them a sense for what it looks like. When did this take place, Trevor?
So this was just last week.
Okay.
These are hot off the presses. Yeah, that's Paul in the middle with the scissors.
Right.
And that the naming of the addition or the expansion section is above him as he's cutting that ribbon.
Tell me a little bit about the name. How did you come up with that?
We wanted to do something special for him. We thought about a lot of different ideas, and of course the community got to know him over the last 16 years
sure.
as someone who's made a big impact. And so the name kind of sprung out of that, and then the timing of this new part of the building opening about the exact moment he was retiring just
yeah.
kind of came together in
okay.
this perfect match. And we brought it to the board and said, do you think the board would support naming this wing or this new addition after Paul? And it was a unanimous, like, absolutely vote right off the bat.
Yeah.
And so then it was just a matter of trying to keep it a secret from him for about a month and a half or two while we...
Not easy to do
because
he's in tune with everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to keep that pretty quiet.
What community impact do you hope this will have?
Oh, yeah, this is the best part. So inside that space, the gymnastics center is the avenue for us to build and grow confidence in youth and develop great relationships, allow the opportunity to mentor youth. I often say that we build spaces, but why we build them is much more interesting and important. So we're building a gymnastic center, but we're actually doing that because we want to grow confidence in youth.
Sure.
We want to give them an opportunity to take part in something that maybe they wouldn't be able to do. And with the YMCA's financial assistance, you know, everybody can participate in everything we do.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out. You
yeah.
don't have to be a professional gymnast,
no.
right? I mean, actually the opposite, right?
I would say the Y specializes particularly around youth sports
yeah.
in the average participant.
Yes.
That's our sweet spot. We are not a high-level youth league where there's humongous fees.
It can lead to that,
and
right?
you have to be like the best of the best to yeah. get on these teams.
Right.
That's exactly the opposite.
Right.
The Y is for everybody.
Community, right?
Yeah.
It's right in the name. Let's take a look at the next picture
yeah.
and see what we're looking
yeah.
at here.
So this is a picture of the gymnastics center.
Okay.
And from this picture, you can see about 2/3 of the equipment, but I think you get the volume of the size of the space.
Massive.
This is a 9,000 square foot gymnastics center. And
yep.
the picture's taken where they're standing on the trampoline platform.
Oh, okay.
Where they do floor work.
Yes.
You can see some of the balance beams in the back. In the far corner, which you really can't see from this picture or this one, is this foam pit where you can practice your flips and your tumbles off the equipment into the foam pit. And then that
safely.
Way, that yeah. way you're doing all this stuff in a very safe environment.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
You can kind of see it in the back there.
Yep.
With all the green and black squares.
So great big walls of windows, so plenty of natural light, it looks like.
Yeah,
you know.
And it also kind of gives you an orientation as to what side of the building that is with Roxy's and Stop and Shop in the background.
And this went up incredibly fast.
About 12 months.
I was amazed, yeah, to see how quickly it went
there's
up.
There's always this part in the construction where we're underground, and that seems really slow,
yeah.
but no one notices that part.
Right.
And once the steel goes up, it seems like, whoa, where did that building come from?
All of a sudden,
from?
Right? Yeah, yeah exactly.
But about 12 months, we partnered with Integrated Builders and GJSA Architects, and they're both just so great. And so once you get things moving, we try to really truncate the actual build time so that we can capitalize on that.
Yeah. Is it connected to the existing?
Absolutely.
It is.
Yep.
Okay.
It's one big building now.
Yeah.
We just call it As like a wing or a new addition, so we can articulate that we've just done something a little different.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I think we have some more pictures we want to show folks. But in the meantime, I know that the vice president down at Hale is extremely excited about this because Caitlin has a background in, she's a gymnast herself.
Matter of fact, the story goes where Paul, Caitlin, and I sat down and said, all right, what do we want to do with the 20,000 square feet?
Yeah.
And she was the one who was the idea behind the gymnastics center. And it took us a couple minutes to think, you know, is this the right thing to do with that kind of volume of square feet?
Yeah.
But Caitlin's passion and energy for it and our research into what is not available in the city led us right to that path, and we're really excited about it. It's going to be I think it's going to be a big, big program.
And she talked also about dedicated programming space for teenagers.
Yeah.
Particularly young ladies, right?
Yep.
Young women.
Yeah. We've actually named that in honor of Phyllis Godwin.
Oh.
So we're calling that the Phyllis Godwin Empowerment Center.
Okay.
And it is, just like you said, in design for our ability to connect with the youth and connect them to mentors and have a lot of different programs that support that. You know, the Y is a safe haven for children, particularly in the after-school time frame. And we're hoping to use that empowerment center. And, you know, Phyllis Godwin was a champion, still is a champion for women in business and entrepreneurship. So
Granite City Electric, if folks don't know.
Yeah, we just can't. We're just so honored that she let us do that in her honor.
Sure.
And use that her name, and we're just really excited about the number of volunteers who want to come by and share their wisdom with the youth and help them grow in their careers.
And group exercise and wellness, you talked a little bit about that.
There was a picture you just had on the screen of the group exercise studio. So group exercise is a program that is just continues to grow for us. We teach over 1,000 classes a month with triple that in participants.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't seem to build these spaces big enough.
There's the photo again.
Yeah, so this is a 4,000 square foot studio. And when we built Hale just 12 years ago, we built three studios about 2,000 to 2,500 square feet. And we thought those would be plenty big. But here we are 10 years later saying these aren't big
enough
for almost any of our programs. So those will be really good for some of our programs, but we'll teach all the bigger classes in this nice big space right off the basketball course.
Yeah. And coming up very soon, folks can see this, right?
Yeah, February. So we're right on the cusp. We're going to open the studio next week.
Okay.
I don't know if people see this at this time, but on the 9th of February.
Yep.
And the Gymnastics Center is doing a slow open where we've had our current gymnastics team use it the other day.
Oh,
we
okay.
took a whole bunch of pictures.
Test
and
it out.
They're going to start with their big promotional campaigns right here, too.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So you don't have to be a member, just drop in?
No, membership is part of the equation, but you don't have to be a member to participate in programs.
Yes.
And of course, anybody, whether you're a member or non-member, financial assistance is always available for
sure,
everybody.
Sure, sure. Now there's a second story too, Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
we
there?
Built the second story is where the Phyllis Godwin Empowerment Center and the Gymnastics Center are. And then the first floor is primarily that group exercise studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Membership required, but not necessary. Right?
Membership, there's always a benefit to being a member. And one of the biggest benefits to being a member is you get to sign up for programs before non-members.
Okay.
So a lot of people end up being members for that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're a membership organization, so we'd rather you be a member.
Sure.
We think there's a lot of value in using the facility for other things. But that's one of the biggest benefits. And so people tend to want to become members so that they can get their kids and their family and themselves into the programs that they want at the times they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And we focus a little bit on your strategic plan going forward. What will come first?
Well, we have a three-year strategic plan. So the first thing we need to do is really take a step back and consider what infrastructure do we need in place to accomplish these lofty goals.
Mm.
It's fun to have the staff talk about how we want to start, and they want to get to the middle or the end. And I'll say, okay, but do we have the right staffing structure for that? Do we have the right tools for
that?
Let's take a big step back and make sure we're prepared with the base of the pyramid before we start getting up to the middle and the top of the pyramid.
Okay.
So I think the first thing we do, we have our marching orders. We know what we want to accomplish. I think the big thing is to take a deep breath, make sure you have the infrastructure ready to go so as you start to layer on top of that and the community starts to enjoy those services, that it is to all of our goal, excellent. I mean, that's our goal in every program we run.
Is there going to be another capital campaign? Is there a fundraising?
There's always
drive?
Another capital campaign, Joe. We got big ideas and big goals. One of the strategic plan goals is to expand youth and family programming. And one of the big ideas we have in that is to expand the camps we have down in Sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Those camps will sell out in about 2 to 3 days. Our day camps sell out pretty quickly too, and those are open right now. But the camp Burgess and Hayward down in Sandwich sell out within days. And so it's our goal to expand that so we can serve more kids.
Okay.
And that'll involve a capital campaign.
Okay. Do you have a goal in mind, Trevor?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. The
okay.
committee that's working on that is starting to think about what we could possibly raise and
yeah.
then what the needs are in order to do those projects. So somehow in the next year or so, those will start to marry each other. Like, what's the project cost going to be and what do we think we can raise? But thousands and thousands of people have gone to this camp. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary in 2028. So you can imagine the thousands of people who have been shaped by this camp
yes.
over the last 100 years. And there's a lot of energy and support for leaving it in good shape for the next generation.
Well, to that end, your just completed campaign had mm-hmm. tremendous amount of support from the community, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Leave Your Mark campaign
yeah.
is how we afforded the last three big projects.
Yes.
The one we've been talking about is third. The first one we did back in 2023 was a new outdoor aquatic center at the Emelson YMCA in Hanover.
Yep.
That was sorely needed. And then just last year, we opened the Nature Center preschool in Norwell to replace a very aging facility and give our community there more classrooms in preschool, which was desperately needed there
sure.
too. All have been huge hits, huge hits.
Is it too late or too early to start thinking about summer?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We are actually to the point where I tell people, if you want a summer outdoor aquatic pass, make sure you go ahead and get it.
Okay.
Because as we get, as soon as the weather breaks and you start to see some spring flowers, it'll all be sold out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying the strategic plan is being sent out to the community. How are you doing that?
Yeah, no, I'm doing a lot of it as a way of introducing myself to the community,
yeah.
like reintroducing myself to the folks in my new role. And it's a great talking point. It's a great leave behind. We want the community to be very invested in what we're doing. We are extremely passionate about volunteers and helping us do this project. So, yeah, the more we can tell the community what we're doing, we'll do a lot of social media about it. We'll do a lot of stuff on our website. But more importantly is telling the story one-on-one. And that's kind of a big part of my first 90 days, is going back out in the community, reintroducing myself, and sharing the good news about our strategic plan.
Well, you started like a month before the pandemic hit, so, I mean, really hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it was really good timing.
Yeah.
I came in with fresh eyes, and when we had to make some very difficult decisions, I wasn't as attached to them emotionally. I was more like, well, what's the best logical decision to make in these tough choices?
To keep the doors open, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we had to close for 4 months, and then when we reopened, I remember the first day, like 13 people came.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be really hard. So in some ways, it was a blessing to be the new guy. But like I said, we've had nothing but great support from the community since. We've reopened, and I kind of think about it now as something that's deeply in the past.
Yes.
We've exceeded all those metrics from back before the pandemic, 2 years ago.
That's
so
great.
Things are going great.
Well, I wish you continued success in the future, and please come back here and
anytime.
Update us along the way.
I will. I'll keep you informed.
Great. Thanks again.